Is Super 8 as super as it sounds? Say that three times fast. Find out in this week's B-Sides the Point theatrical review. How do I describe Super 8 without ruining it all for you, but still give it all the credit it's due? Imagine if E.T., The Goonies, and Cloverfield were mashed together into the greatest 80s movie never made, and you've got Super 8, which is essentially an ode to every classic movie Steven Spielberg ever directed or produced. You know, before Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. But let's not bring that up again. Please. Basically, a group of kids in small-town America in 1979 are making a zombie film, a la George Romero's original Night of the Living Dead, when a train derails in what is one of the greatest scenes of the whole movie. Just as it seems all is over, something bursts out of the overturned train cars and flees into the night. And then the real fun begins, as people begin to disappear, thefts of electronics begin en masse, and tensions mount as the military rolls into town. Alien and prepubescent hijinks ensue. Let me be honest, I love this film. It clearly loves the era it is trying to recreate, as well as the era's cinematic greats, and you can feel it in every frame of film. Far beyond its being created with love and admiration, the movie actually has a lot to say about those things, in personal but overpowering ways, taking its time to weave a very nice human story amongst the moments of tension and terror that sometimes become every bit as scary as watching a horror film. But what the film excels at most is its emotional investment and laying bare what family and friends and overall human connection are all about, even if they're with the deceased or with the inhuman. I have to warn you, though, Super 8 is not an action film. It is not a horror film. Really, at the end of the day, it's not even a special effects-filled summer blockbuster movie, and it only just qualifies as a sci-fi movie. At its heart, Super 8 is a family movie. But I'm not talking about the mamby-pamby family movies we have today, which either pander or completely miss the point. This family movie has hair on its chest. This movie harkens back to a time when there was grit, reality, and honesty in family films, and wasn't afraid to deal with some tough material or even put their young heroes in life-threatening danger. I miss this era more than I can say, and I'm 100% glad it made at least a tiny comeback with this movie. But if you go into this expecting to see a special effects extravaganza, you might want to go see Green Lantern, or wait for the third Transformers. Still, though, Super 8 may just be the best movie of the summer. It might be the best movie of the whole year. Is it the most spectacular film? No. It won't make your eyes bleed. But it might make them cry, from the sheer emotion or the refreshing nostalgia that it brings to your summer. This is a real treat, everyone. It manages to blend many sensibilities from many different kinds of movies, and is still true to what it set out to say, as well as what it wanted to honor, without ever losing its unique identity. J.J. Abrams really put his heart and soul into this movie, and managed to speak to ours through it. With your family or by yourself, Super 8 is totally worth your 2 hours. But stay during the credits. There is another movie waiting for you. But that's besides the point.